Hello and welcome to Python 411, the podcast series to help you learn Python and learn more about Python. Computer programming for everybody, as Guido originally put it. So this podcast is about the top 10 Python websites, in my humble opinion. I've selected the top 10 I want to tell you about. It's likely you know about some or maybe all of them, but I want to make sure that you don't overlook them because there's really some great sites out there. I mean, it's part of the Python community, and I really do believe sincerely that the Python community is an extraordinary entity and better than any other, and I think that these sites certainly illustrate that. Now, you don't have to worry about remembering the URLs because I put up show notes that include them very prominently on my blog. So if you go to my weblog, which is on the www.awaretech.com site, so if you go there, you'll see blog up at the top. Just click on blog, and it'll be the first entry. Or you could just go directly to www.awaretech.com/weblog. It's AwareTech with a K, A-W-A-R-E-T-E-K. And one last note, it is a new month in September. If you were so inclined to go over to Podcast Alley, which is finally up after being down for a long time, and vote for the Python 411 podcast series, it might help to attract some more people to learn the Python language. I put a link on, if you go to the www.awaretech.com/python, you will see a prominent link to make it easy for you to vote. Just click on it and vote. Give it your email address and vote. And then you have to answer. They email you after that, and you have to click, say, yes, I'm voting for this. The security of this voting system, as if we're electing the Pope or something. But at any rate, there you have it, or just go on to Podcast Alley and vote. Now, the top 10 Python websites. Sure, this is only my opinion. I don't want to start a whole lot of controversy. I'm open. Hey, look, let's discuss it on my discussion forum on my site. If you think I missed some of the top 10, let us know, by all means. I'd be interested to know ones that I may be missing myself that I'd like to find out. So without further ado, here we go. The number one website in the Python world is, how could it be anything else? The Python homepage. At www.python.org, it is a wealth of information. Now, I will be honest with you, as I always try to be, I don't think it's organized very well. I myself have trouble finding things that I know are there. There's so much information there. It's difficult to organize that much information. But believe me, it's worth spending some time. Most of the other websites I'm going to mention, one of the reasons I picked them is because it's relatively easy to find good information there. They're easy to use. But the python.org is such a large website that it's not always easy to find what you're looking for. I think you just got to spend the time to do it, though, because it's hard to describe. Some of the highlights, well, all the Python documentation is there. The wonderful Guido von Rossum tutorial for Python is there. PyPy, P-Y-P-I, capital P, little y, capital P, little I, the relatively new collection of Python modules, Python programs, beyond the standard library, is there. And what a resource PyPy is. If you haven't looked it up, let's face it, Python comes with batteries included. That means the standard library. And the standard library is where most of the work gets done. I mean, the core Python language is so easy to learn that it allows you to spend the time learning the standard library, things that are done for it. But beyond the standard library, of all the many thousands of great Python modules that aren't in the standard library, the very best have been selected for the PyPy collection. And that collection is on the Python website. And so if you go to the Python website, let me just put it this way. Let me give you the direct URL to the PyPy website. It's www.python.org/PyPy, which is P-Y-P-I. Just in case you find it a little difficult to find on your own. As I said, the Core Python homepage website is not always the most easy to use. But the Python package index, PyPy, is right there on the front page. I'm looking at it now. Up towards the top on the left, so you would find it. The other things you'll see in addition to the documentation, there are the SIGs, the special interest groups on many different topics. You can participate in helping to grow Python in a certain area of your interest or in general. You've got the latest, including experimental versions of Python that are sometimes found there. PyPy is also called the Cheese Shop, which is a dedicated server for that. And a whole bunch of other items. Python Wiki, job listings, job postings. Just an incredible wealth of things are there. Spend the time to learn the Python homepage. But without further ado, the number two website. Give me some fanfare and drum roll. If I were a little more professional, I would have that. The number two Python website, and probably the one I spend the most time on, is the Python News Group. And yes, it is a website. I view it from the Google website, and that's the link I'm going to put up on my blog for the Python News Group. Sure, you can have it read it with a newsreader, or you can have it delivered to you, but I find the Google Groups to be the most effective way, because wherever I am with a web browser, whether it's my home machine or not, I can click and go to the Python News Group on Google. And the intellectual level and the level of civil discourse on that news group is the highest of any news group I've ever found. I think, I know that I'm an amateur and a duffer, but I've probably learned more from just perusing and reading the Python News Group on sort of a daily basis. Not every day, of course, but many days, more than once. I'll just, you know, I have a spare moment. I'll go on over to the Python News Group and just read the articles that, the posts that are interesting to me and the threads that are interesting to me. And you'll see Python luminaries like Alex Martelli, every once in a while Guido von Rossum himself, and Frederick Lund, and, you know, Dr. David Mertz, and I could go on and on. And other extremely intelligent and well-spoken people, or well-written people, you know, you will learn just by spending time on that Python News Group. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. And even when you're an amateur like me and a newbie, you'll still learn. You won't understand every thread. Sometimes, though, reading the threads you don't understand will cause something to click eventually. Repeated exposure to knowledge in different formats and coming at it from different angles is one of the best ways to learn. So I just can't say enough about the Python News Group. You can also post your own questions as long as you know, first Google and try to find the answer. Make an honest effort. Look at the documentation. But you know what? If after doing a reasonable amount of effort, you can't find the answer quickly, go ahead and post your Pythonic question on the Python News Group, and experts will answer them politely and civilly. And now for the third best Python website, in my opinion, we choose Planet Python. Yes, Planet Python. Now, there's more than one blog aggregator out there that supports Python, and you know, Bloglines is a good one, but Planet Python is so darned easy to use. Now, remember, ease of use is not everything. You've got to have good information. That's why I chose the Python homepage. www.python.org is the number one Pythonic website. But Planet Python is a model of ease of use. You go there, it comes up instantaneously. It takes forever for Bloglines to come up on my cable modem system. But Planet Python comes up right away. www.planetpython.org. And it chooses snippets from the best blogs in the Python universe and just simply lays them out there. And I think, again, it's sort of like reading the news group. If you read Planet Python every day or even once a week, you'll learn. You will learn. There's a little bit more diversity on Planet Python. You have a little bit more non-Pythonic topics sometimes, but even those tend to be interesting because Pythonic people are, well, quite intelligent and interesting. So I really, to choose it as number three, you could tell I feel highly about Planet Python. And again, just go to my blog site and click on the link and then make a bookmark for Planet Python. But now let's talk about number four. The number four best Python website is... Yes, in the opinion of AwareTech, the number four website in the Pythonic universe is, from your friends at Pythonware and Frederick Lund, the Daily Python URL. The Daily Python URL. Now, I'm putting a link to it on my blog so you can just make a bookmark and link right to it. Sometimes it's not there every day on the weekend or holidays, but almost every single day, a new set of carefully selected Pythonic articles, news group postings, or weblog posts. So it's a little bit more general than Planet Python, which I think is mainly blog posts. The Daily Python URL includes blog posts, but it also includes really good news group posts and threads and other Pythonic articles. And there's probably, you know, less per day links there on the Daily Python URL than there are on Planet Python. The other thing is Daily Python URL just gives the link, not the whole posting. But still, any way you want to look at it, both Planet Python and the Daily Python URL are extraordinarily interesting. And, you know, Frederick Lund is not only a genius. He is one of the most helpful, one of the biggest contributors to the Pythonic community, and he doesn't get enough credit. And, you know, when he chooses things as being interesting, you know they're interesting in a value because, you know, he's the guy who has worked with Tikinter the most. He's the guy who, he's written a lot of important Python software and modules. He wrote several great books in the Pythonic world. So you got to go to the Daily Python URL. Okay, number five in our listing is, number five is Frederick Lund's own website, fbot.org. So he's not only got the Daily Python URL, this fbot.org site, he has a blog, he has a collection of articles. He has written, I don't know, probably hundreds of articles on Pythonic and other technology and computer-related subjects, and they are indexed alphabetically. If you want to go into more depth on any Pythonic subject than the documentation goes or the tutorials go, this is the one place on the web you can find it. Just go to fbot.org, go to his list of articles. Again, they're listed by alphabetical, so you can find here something on async core FTP client or async core generators or async core HTTP client, CGI posts, Cheetah. The depth of information in here is just truly unbelievable. It is a resource that, the community owes a great debt to Frederick Lund. And, check out fbot.org. The link's on my blog. And it is number five. Number six is a relatively, it's been around out there a long time. Maybe it's not quite as important as it once was because the PyPI index is greater. But there's still a lot of fun to be found on the Vaults of Parnassus. The Vaults of Parnassus is a collection of Python software that people have submitted. And okay, it's not screened like the PyPI is, so you've got some junk on there. I know there's junk on there because I submitted three or four programs myself to it that are listed there. But there's also some extremely fun programs. I've played around for hours with some of the programs there. They are categorized by type of application, like database, games, graphics, internet, math, miscellaneous, which is where mine are, networking, programming tasks, and Python tools, user interfaces and websites, sound and audio. There's a lot of fun to be had on the Vaults of Parnassus, and I hope that they never take it down because it really is a lot of fun. And if you haven't played around there and you've got a Saturday wondering what would be a good thing to do, check it out. Check out. Go to my blog and click on the Vaults of Parnassus in the top 10 list. It's number six. Number seven is a relatively new, not as new as PyPI, but it is the PyZine magazine. PyZine, P-Y-Z-I-N-E. Now, this is a magazine that is written for people who are really serious about Pythonic programming. Some of the articles are over my head. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you're a newbie, some of this will be over your head, but not all of it. And again, you can learn by reading, but especially if you've been programming for a couple years in Python, this is where you get in-depth articles written by experts in the language. And you could subscribe to this, and I recommend it, but even if you're not subscribed, if you go there, if you're not subscribed, there are some articles you won't be able to click on and see. But even if you're not subscribed, you'll go there, and they have some sample articles that are really good. And even if you are an expert programmer, I think you'll find things there that will be educational and valuable and of great interest and entertainment to you. So unlike some of the newbie things, this PyZine magazine is serious Python, and even a newbie should check it out. We're on issue 8, and I think once a month it comes out. It's really good stuff. Now, number 8 is another one of the people in the community who has contributed way beyond the call of duty. Dr. David Mertz, author of text programming in Python, his website, Gnosis Software, which is his company, the Gnosis Software presents a collection of articles written by him, many of them written for IBM DeveloperWorks, but they're all collected here. All the Python articles are collected here, and these are 20, 30, 40 articles that are, again, in-depth looks at various specific tools. Now, he's really expert at everything, but especially at text processing and XML and web programming. And just, it would take you forever to read all of these if you study them well. Not forever, but these are good stuff. And he knows a lot about metaprogramming and introspection. I can't say enough about it or about his book, but Gnosis Software, number 8. Number 9 is, maybe it's not really a website. Well, it is. It is something far beyond a website. It's an interactive website that it applies to anything, not just Python. But this website is so cool and such a community activity and value-adding experience that even the Python section of it alone ranks number 9 on my Pythonic list. It is delisio.us. I assume most of you know about it. If you don't know about delisio.us, forget about Python. It's a great thing because what it does, it allows you to create tags like XML tags or HTML tags. Create a tag for a topic of interest that you have and collect your bookmarks for that tag. But the other people that can then collect tags by the same bookmark. And when you search under the tag, say, Python, everybody who's ever created a Python tag and a bookmark list of websites based on the Python tag, you have access to. And there's many different ways you can look at it. I always like to look at it by time or date of posting. Therefore, what I look at when I pull up the Delisio tag/Python, what I see is a list of the most recent tags, bookmarks that people have tagged Python. So you'll see what's catching the interest of people currently, especially of new sites, new websites that have come up or new web postings that are of interest to Python people. And it also shows how many people have tagged that same thing. So you'll see, oh, here's an OnLamp article, interactive debugging in Python, that's been tagged by someone called LeePro, but also by 68 other people. And then you'll see some. Here's one, Django, the web framework for perfectionists with deadlines, that's been tagged by Daniel Dittmar and 1,136 other people. So you know that's of great interest to a lot of Pythonic people. So you will learn to play with it. There's other ways you can look at it. You can look at the most popular items listed. You can look at it just a number of different ways. I absolutely know you, if you haven't used it, I assume that 99% of the people out there have used it. But if you're one of the 1% who hasn't, by golly, be glad you listen to this website because delisio.us is great. So it's go to my weblog and click on the number 9, delisio.us tag Python. Now that, by the way, that takes you to the tag Python page with the most recent Pythonic tags, the way I've got it set up. But what you need to do once you get there, if you want to learn all about the rest of it, is go to the home page. Now, let me see. I'm here right now. How do you do that? Well, okay. You just go up to the far left-hand corner where it says Delisio, the upper left-hand corner, delisio.us/tag-python, and just click on delisio.us, and it'll take you to the home page is http://del, that's D-E-L, dot I-C-I-O, I-C-I-O, dot U-S, slash. And then from there to go to the Python thing, you have to go /tag/Python, or just enter to search by tags and enter Python. Again, enough said, it's a wonderful site. Now, number 10 is probably the most controversial pick of all. We at the AwareTech website realize that there is a certain amount of hubris and a certain amount of nepotism and let me get it out. I guess you can't blame me, but number 10 I have chosen as the AwareTech Python page, Python Learning Foundation. So that's at www.awaretech.com/plf.html. Originally, when I first did this page, PLF stood for the Python Liberation Front. Python Liberation Front. A little humor there. But now it stands for the Python Learning Foundation, so it's not to offend anyone. But at any rate, I think there is a lot of good stuff there. The main two things I would mention are the Python tutorial page. So if you go to the main page, you click right there on Python tutorials. There's over 200 tutorials categorized by type of tutorial. And I believe it's the most popular page on my website. And really, you can find a tutorial on just about any Pythonic subject. There's also some good Python book reviews that are quite popular that I wrote myself. I had to read so many books in order to learn Python. I decided to do bookmarks and grade them. And then I read books just to have more because I wanted to be universal. But you know what? Nobody can read them all, and I certainly haven't read them all, and I've given up. The new books that are coming out, I'm not reading. I was at the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, just the other day, and I looked in the new Borders in this case, and I looked in the new Python books section, and sure enough, I saw a couple new Python books that I haven't read and have no intention of reading, but there are some new ones coming out still. So it's nice to know there's a lot of Python book resources. There's things about different GUI toolkits and how to choose them and how to choose a programming language. And of course, this Python 411 podcast series is there and linked from there. So you might check it out. At any rate, those are my top 10. I'm certainly open to inputs from others on what they think the top 10 should be. But if there's one out of this top 10 that you haven't checked out, check it out. You'll be glad you did. And remember to come back often. We'll be doing this. And, just subscribe to the Python 411 series, and it'll show up whenever it shows up. And keep programming in Python, because what we're interested in here is computer programming for everybody. It's a fun language. It's a useful language. And you can't get this much fun this easily from any other programming language this side of the Martian sand dunes. So for now, this is Python 411 saying, vote for me. Vote for me over vote for me over at Podcast Alley, if you will. And if you don't, that's okay too, But for now, over and out.